Hello, I'm John Soutsos, investment advisor with IPC Securities Corporation. In this, my annual audio commentary, I will review the major economic and market developments of the last 12 months and how most of our clients' portfolios have fared during that period by using our typical balanced portfolio as a proxy for performance. In addition, we will discuss portfolio allocation strategies for the current market environment. And finally, I will provide my outlook for the upcoming year, as well as review some financial planning fundamentals. A few years ago, a well-known business leader had this to say about the state of politics in America. Quote, "One of the key problems today is that politics is such a disgrace. Good people don't go into government." Unquote. The author of that quote was none other than current U.S. President Donald Trump. Oh, the irony. A year ago at this time, we were a month away from the U.S. presidential election, and the U.S. stock market had been trending sideways for nearly 2 years. During those 2 years, there had been two major corrections in the 10 to 12% range, one in December of 2015, and again in the summer of 2016. What has transpired politically since that fateful election has been unprecedented, to say the least. Further geopolitical uncertainty has been created through North Korea's aggressive behavior and threats against its neighboring countries. This makes for a very challenging backdrop for investors in the coming year. Results over the last 12 months. The stock market composite, which I have referenced each year in my audio message, is comprised of three components. One-third in each of the geographic regions of Canada, the U.S., and international markets. For full details on how it is calculated, please listen to the notes and disclaimers at the end of this audio message. For the one-year period ending September 30th, 2017, this stock market composite gained about 13.8%, while the Council All Equity Portfolio D Series, which is allocated similarly to this composite, returned about 10%. Although the Council All Equity Portfolio D Series underperformed the composite over the trailing one-year period, it outperformed this benchmark over the trailing three-year period, with a compounded annual return of about 8.1% compared to the composite's average annual return of 7.8%. Meanwhile, the Council Balanced Portfolio D Series, which only has a 60% exposure to stocks, achieved a very respectable return of about 5.5% over the last 12 months. What is usually overlooked when doing performance comparisons are the risk metrics in achieving these results. According to Morningstar.ca, the Council All Equity Portfolio D Series has provided investors with 20% less volatility on an annual basis compared to the Morgan Stanley Composite World Index as measured by standard deviation. While Council's risk-adjusted returns are excellent, the customized IPC private wealth portfolios that I have designed have performed even better over the time frames noted above. If you have over $1 million, I encourage you to discuss the IPC private wealth portfolio options with me. Not only has performance been better, but there are potential cost savings in lower fees, tax efficiency, and superior tax reporting. Once again, the portfolio management process followed by our firm continues to produce above-average risk-adjusted returns for our clients. Complete performance details for all of Council's portfolios are available at www.councilservices.com. Market and economic developments over the last 12 months. Since my last message, there have been some dramatic developments geopolitically that have affected the capital markets. Without a doubt, the biggest development was the surprise U.S. presidential election victory by Donald Trump. Other notable events include three interest rate hikes by the U.S. Central Bank, taking the Fed funds rate from 0.5% last year to 1.25% at present, while the Canadian Central Bank also increased interest rates over the last 12 months from 0.5% to 1%. Leading up to last autumn's presidential election, every time polls showed Trump gaining momentum, stock markets tended to weaken, while bonds rallied. However, there was a 180-degree reversal in market sentiment immediately following his victory. Investors showed their approval of his tax reform and deregulation agenda, and these were the catalysts that drove the U.S. stock market up by about 10% within the first 3 months of his victory. As the 2017 summer arrived, Trump's brash and unorthodox mannerisms, coupled with legislative delays in implementing his agenda, had cooled some of the excitement about his presidency. This resulted in the U.S. stock market giving up half of the market's initial gains from the quote-unquote Trump bump. Recently, though, renewed excitement about implementation of the tax reform package has reinstated those gains. Trump's behavior and delayed legislative agenda also resulted in weakness of the U.S. dollar relative to other major currencies throughout most of 2017, including our own Canadian dollar. The impact of a weakening U.S. dollar acted as a restraint on investment performance for most of our clients whose portfolios have significant exposure to the U.S. stock and bond markets. Fortunately, Counsyl's dynamic currency hedging strategy has mitigated some of those currency losses. As I write this commentary, the U.S. dollar has resumed its strength relative to the Canadian dollar. Investment-grade bonds fared poorly over the last 12 months, with a broad Canadian bond market, as represented by the XBB exchange-traded fund, declining about 3%. High-yield bonds, as represented by the HYG ETF, had positive returns in the range of 7%. However, the currency exchange resulted in net gains of just over 2%. Counsyl's high-yield fixed income fund fared better, though, gaining over 3%. Market commentary and outlook. While Trump's tweets and North Korea's threats keep unnerving investor sentiment, I encourage you to focus on corporate earnings, which are the ultimate driving force behind the direction of the stock market. According to researcher FactSet, U.S. corporate earnings continue to grow at a good pace, providing justification for higher stock prices for the coming year. We are also entering the favorable season for the stock market, which runs from about November 1st to April 30th of each year. Historically, this time frame has been the period when the stock market has tended to perform best. If you have money sitting on the sidelines or in bank accounts, now may be the time to get it invested. Please call me to discuss your specific situation. We don't expect North Korea to actually follow through with any of its threats, and as such, we are not allowing this noise to impact our investment process. Currency movements are nearly impossible to predict. However, the underlying fundamental conditions that should impact the general trend are currently unfavorable for the Canadian dollar. This includes flat oil prices and poor economic policies by both the federal government and the provincial government in Ontario. Recent tax changes have been punitive to small business owners, and even more attacks on this very important group are being proposed. The scheduled minimum wage increases set to be implemented in Ontario starting in January 2018 will also be very damaging to the labor market. The cooling housing market in Ontario is further likely to negatively impact Canadian economic growth statistics. The European economies have begun to strengthen, which provides support for rising equity prices in that region as well. With economic strength comes normalization of interest rates, translating to expectations of more interest rate increases. Rising interest rates act as a siphon for liquidity in the capital markets, with the implication potentially being far greater price volatility over the coming years. Aggressive central bank intervention since 2008 has injected trillions of dollars into the global financial system. But the current policy trend indicates the early stages of a reversal of that intervention. Elevated valuation levels for U.S. stocks relative to historical norms is causing some to fear an imminent market crash. The geopolitical tensions with North Korea are also causing significant concern. However, the forces of demand and supply, as documented by Lowry's research in the United States, is very supportive of the current uptrend in U.S. stock prices. Canadian equity prices on the back of the energy sector have also firmed up recently and reversed the downtrend established in the earlier part of 2017. Given the coming winter season and the potential for even higher energy prices, we might see the Canadian stock market improving. As noted in last year's message, this type of market environment requires a more tactical approach to portfolio allocation decisions. Fortunately, IPC has introduced the Counsyl Retirement Portfolios, among others, that incorporate a component that can actively increase or decrease exposure to stocks. Please contact me directly to learn more about these new, unique, and exceptional offerings. The bond market. As already mentioned, the rising interest rate environment over the last 12 months has caused a decline in the Universal Bond Index, as represented by the XBB, exchange-traded fund, by about 3%. In contrast, Council's integrated fixed income strategy in managing the Council Fixed Income Fund, Series D, has limited this decline to just over 1%. Despite the expected continued weakness for bonds, they continue to be an important diversifier of stock market risk. As such, there's still a role to play in a well-balanced portfolio for a fixed income strategy. High-yield bonds generally fare better in an environment of rising interest rates, as already noted earlier by their positive return over the last 12 months. We expect similar results over the coming year. Complete performance for both the Council Fixed Income Fund and the Council High Yield Fixed Income Fund can be found at www.councilservices.com. Fee-based accounts. Due to regulatory developments and expected changes in the future to the way in which investment dealers are compensated, all IPC accounts will be gradually transitioned to a fee-based arrangement called a Paragon account. This will not result in higher fees, but in greater fee transparency. Larger accounts will eventually be transitioned to the IPC Private Wealth Program, which has certain advantages in portfolio composition, tax efficiency, and tax reporting. If you still have some of your money with other firms, now is the time to consolidate your financial affairs with my branch of IPC Securities Corporation. If you choose to do so, we will pay for any transfer charges associated with the process. It is not only important to consolidate your financial affairs from an estate planning perspective, but it may also result in your achieving lower overall management fees. The need to plan still exists. Many people have forgotten the original reason for investing: to allow you to achieve your financial objectives. This includes short, medium, and long-term objectives. Most Canadians have not saved enough for retirement, and so must accept a downward adjustment to their lifestyle when they finally leave the workforce. Therefore, the need to save and invest still exists and cannot be interrupted by economic distractions. The risk of longevity for those just entering retirement also requires prudent planning. We can help you stay focused on your financial goals by creating a retirement roadmap, whether you are still accumulating or have since retired and are now drawing an income. We must meet at least annually to review the suitability of your current asset mixture and portfolio structure. Optimally, we should review semi-annually. I'm always interested in meeting with you, so please contact our office to schedule a meeting. We don't always have to meet in person. We can also meet by telephone. Remember that in addition to investment services, we also provide estate planning services and a variety of insurance products for your risk management needs. In addition, we can offer a banking service review and travel insurance brokerage for regular travelers. Whenever you have to make a financial decision, call us first. Conclusion. Thank you for continuing to have faith in our services and for being patient through periods of economic turbulence. Although we expect continued challenges from capital markets, we have innovative strategies that can be utilized to help you attain your financial objectives. I encourage you to pay close attention to my letters, emails, and audio messages, as this is the best way to monitor your portfolio and other economic developments in between meetings. As noted above, an annual meeting is the minimum requirement to ensure that your plan remains on track. If you have not reviewed your financial circumstances with me over the last 12 months, please contact my office immediately to book an appointment. We can meet either in person or by phone. Feel free to recommend this audio message to a friend. We would welcome your referrals. I'm John Soutsos. Thank you for listening.
To reach John Soutsos, call 905-568-2000 or toll free at 1-888-568-1170 by email at jsoutsos@ipcsecurities.com or visit www.johnsoutsos.com.
Disclaimers: commissions, trailing commissions, management fees, and expenses all may be associated with mutual fund investments. Please read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed. Their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated. Forward-looking statements in this commentary are not meant to imply any guarantees of future results. Stock Market Composite Calculation. This composite is comprised of the returns of the TSX Composite Index, the S&P 500 Index, and the Morgan Stanley IFI indices expressed in Canadian dollar terms, based on the performance over the noted period of their ETF proxies, XIC, XSP, and XIN, respectively. Complete performance history for all council portfolios is available at www.councilservices.com. Statistics used for this presentation were sourced at the following websites: globeinvestor.com, stockcharts.com, research.stlouis.org, and morningstar.ca.